Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Police got into a shootout with a murder suspect in Brooklyn, but the cops involved were not from the NYPD. As Samantha Liebman reports live from New Rochelle this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, New Rochelle police tracking the suspect in the murder of a taxi driver here to Fort Greene, Brooklyn. And when they tried to close in on him around 10:30 Sunday morning by the Ingersoll houses, he started to shoot at police as he ran. They returned fire. No one was injured, and 52-year-old Purcell Lamont Ross of Virginia was taken into custody. He was wanted in connection with the murder of Andres Valenzuela, who was killed early Thursday morning as he was finishing his shift working for Express City Taxi here in New Rochelle, where dispatcher Raul says the arrest is a relief.
When the police arrested him, it's much comfortable for the driver now.
Meanwhile, Ross was turned over to the FBI. He was also wanted for attempted murder in Connecticut and sex trafficking in Virginia. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in New Rochelle.
The statue of Thomas Jefferson in City Hall was there for a very long time without it really bothering anybody. But lately, it's been decided that the statue needs to go, and the vote to make that happen will be taken today, as Glenn Shuck reports from City Hall this morning. Glenn?
Originally not listed as any public hearing, it is now. The city's Public Design Commission will get input when the meeting begins at 1:30 this afternoon. The Jefferson statue has stood here in the council chambers for 188 years. Now, in 2001, Charles Barron, now an assemblyman, was a councilman at the time. He already had called for the statue's removal then, calling Jefferson a bad guy.
A slaveholding pedophile president who raped Sally Hemings, a 14-year-old enslaved African girl, and she bore children by him.
Republican Councilman Joe Borelli says, what would America be without Jefferson?
Freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom from quartering troops. All these ideas come to us from John Locke and were implemented by Thomas Jefferson for our benefit.
Now, if the statue does come down, it's off to the New York Historical Society for Thomas Jefferson. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.
Either New York City public school students have really cleaned up their acts, or something else was going on during the second half of school last year. Suspensions were down 99% from July through December of last year. Of course, it's hard to suspend kids from school when they're not really in school, which many of them were not at the time, either learning remotely or in some cases completely absent. 56 students were suspended during that period compared to 10,000 a year earlier. Kerif Alston of Glen Rock, New Jersey, told his mother he was going to buy some gas before heading off to work at the Home Depot in Paterson. He never got there, and a week ago he was reported missing. Then on Thursday, the Coast Guard got a call about a possible body spotted off Barnegat Light. They recovered the body, which was that of Kerif Alston. He was wearing scuba gear. His mother says Kerif suffered from mental illness and was known to wander away from home. She called him a gentle giant. Kerif Alston was 26 years old. If you're riding the subway this week, you might find yourself involved in an experiment designed to simulate a chemical or biological attack. Scientists from Homeland Security and MIT will be releasing what they say are harmless particles into the air so they can assess how such particles would behave in that environment. They assure that everything's been tested to make sure it's all safe. The Army sprayed harmless bacteria into the subway in 1966 as part of a similar experiment, but didn't bother telling anyone until 1980. This time, there will be signs advising riders that particular locations are part of the study and assuring them that the study poses no health risks whatsoever. A shoplifter who hit a Target store in Manhattan yesterday was going for more than the five-finger discount. He loaded up two duffel bags worth of merchandise while threatening security guards with a box cutter. This was at the Target in Kips Bay. The crook helped himself to electronics, OTC pharmacy products, and some food. Cops are still looking for this man, believed to be in his 50s. The city is in the throes of a shoplifting epidemic, a record-high 26,000 complaints filed as of a month ago, up 32% year over year, and 2020 was a pretty big year for shoplifting as well. The Giants were already banged up heading into yesterday's game with the Rams. They were even worse when it was over, as Mark Rene is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Well, Lee, when the highlight of the day, far and away, is having a Super Bowl team from 10 years ago on the field at halftime, then you know it's a pretty lousy day for the current edition, and Big Blech had us wondering how much longer it'll be till the Giants are champs again. Joe Judge's guys flat out embarrassed, losing 38-11.
Obviously, it wasn't good enough today. You got to give credit to the Rams. They did a good job executing, finishing the game. You know, say every week, there's positives to build off of. We'll make sure we go ahead. We magnify those as a team. And obviously, there's a lot of things we've got to fix. We got to do better as a team to be able to have success.
Yeah, you'd need a magnifying glass to find the positives in this one. Giants now 1-5, but hey, on the bright side, that 38-11 final score was the first in NFL history. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.